Thank you guys so much. Okay, I got candy for someone who knows what the name of our series right now is. Let's see, someone I don't call off. Aaron, I never call on you. No love. Wait, how do you spell no? There we go. All right. Okay, this is a big debate. Oh, it's already on the screen. Take it off the screen. Oh, close your eyes. Okay, big debate. How many slashes are there? Okay, well then I guess you all get candy. Dang it! You're supposed to raise your hand! I can't give you all candy. Okay. I don't know. How do you spell love, Pastor Drew said? That's a tough one. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So we're talking about knowing love. And we're talking about, like, what it really means to know things. So, imagine this. Imagine with me a scenario. So, we're gonna play a football game, and we're recruiting 22 people because you need 11 for each team. So for the first game, we recruit 11 NFL players. They're just like the biggest dudes you've ever seen. Like you see them walking down the sidewalk and you think it's a building. And you're like, oh, it's actually just an NFL player. And then for the other 11, we recruit 11 junior hires that never have heard the word football. So can you just imagine this? They walk up to the line, they're about to play the game, and these junior hires are like, they're just walking out, they're like, I love football, and they're like, they don't know what it is, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love football, and these NFL players walk up like a building, they're like, what's up, kid, here we go, and then they're like, they just get destroyed, they're dead. So the difference, there's a big difference there. Those NFL players, they know football, they've been training for years, and then the junior hires that didn't know football, literally never even heard it. And there's a big difference, right? So I have an apple. How do you know what's in this apple? Mary, how do you know what's in there? What? Okay. Okay. So, Toby, you cut it open. So really, we know what's in this apple because once upon a time, we were really young, and our moms were like, you need to eat this. And so we were like, okay. And so you, like, bite into it, and you eat your apple for the first time, and then you know what's in it. And, like, when you're born, you're not born as a baby, and you, like, know what's inside an apple. Like, you have to find that out. You don't just have those instincts. So, or do you? Nope, you don't. Okay. So you were born, and probably the first time you saw an apple, you're like, what's in there? What is that? And like it's kind of hard. And like, and someone probably could have told you, like, inside that apple is like you're gonna bite that open, and it's just gonna be like purple. And you're like, oh, okay. So you bite it, and it's like not purple. So what I'm trying to say is, there's a reason you know what's in this apple. It's because you bit into it, you cut into it. However you like to go about your apple, I like to cut it. I don't like to bite into it, but you know what's in this apple, not because you just are, like, really smart, but because you're like, I'm going to bite into this. I'm going to figure out what's in there. So in this series, we're encouraging you guys to bite into God. So there's a lot about God. God is a lot like this apple. Like, on the outside, he's just an apple, but on the inside, there's, like, a billion things. He's everywhere. He's everything. He's past and present, future. He's literally everywhere. Like, so I want you guys in this series to, like, start to know more about God and his love. 1 John 4:8 says this. Can you put that up there? Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So you might be thinking, like, all right, so he's talking about knowing God, but God is so love. Like, God is literally so physically love. Like, he can't be God without loving. So whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So, like, there's no way you can know God if you have not felt his love. You know, like, literally the first time he talks to you, when he made you, love. When he talks to you, love. When you worship, love. Like, God is just so love. And so when you bite into the apple that is God, it's just so, love is the juice that just drips out. So we're talking about knowing that love. So it's important. You can't just, like, imagine, like, think about sports again. You can't just, like, go to class and, like, be like, all right, now I'm an NFL player because I like we learned about football. Like you have to practice. You have to practice. You have to play games, and you have to show up to practice. You have to actually have to try in order to play sports, right? So or otherwise the coach isn't going to play you. So it's kind of crazy to me that you would just like grab your Bible and then learn about love and be like, okay, that's cool. I don't need love, you know, like, or like, okay, that's cool. Like I learned about love. Now I love, right? No, like you have to practice it. So that's really what we're going to be talking about in this series, practicing God's love. You have to practice God's love. Have you guys seen Aladdin, the movie Aladdin? Do you guys remember the part where Genie is talking about being in the lamp and he's like, phenomenal cosmic power, living space. And so it's like, God's love is this like huge, massive, ginormous thing. And he puts it in to emanate. And then if we just keep the doors closed and emanate and lock up God's love, he's like, I can't fit in emanate. What are you doing? And God's like, let me out of emanate. Like he's literally trying to get out of emanate. He's literally like, guys, like if you learn about my love and then you like, and then you're just like, all right, we're just going to keep it in emanate. We're just going to keep God's love right in here. God is like trying to burst out. And so I want you guys to know that God is trying to take us somewhere. Us, emanate. God's trying to take us somewhere. He's trying to take us to the place where we start giving his love. Because man, we've been learning about love for years. We've been like love, love, give love, receive love, come to worship, get love. We've been talking about love. We've been studying love. We've been talking about every single thing about love in this Bible. But practice is next. Practice is next. So God, we're like wrestling God to keep our love. And God's like, all right, I'm finally breaking out of this. I'm breaking out of this. And I got to get outside emanate. I don't know. I don't care how you do it. I need to get outside emanate. And so that is where we're going, guys. That's where God is going. Because you can't keep God's love contained. He like literally God's love got to you because it got uncontained again. Because someone went to your parents or someone went to your friend and was like, God's love is so powerful. And so it moved in them. And then they're like, oh my gosh, God's love is so powerful. And then you got here or your parents got to church or that's how I got to church. My roommate was like, God's love is so good that I see you in your situation. I know I need to tell you about God. And like, he knew I was a sinner. He knew I didn't want to go to church. He knew I like to just lock myself in my room, but he's like, I can't contain God's love. Literally, I can't live this life and just contain God's love. So we're going to be talking about in small groups, practicing that, talking about what that looks like for God's love to get outside emanate. And I honestly, like, it's been a while. We've had God's love in a headlock for years. I think it's time that we just let God's love do what it wants in our schools, in our neighborhoods. So we're going to talk way more about that in small groups today. But I want to pray. God, thank you so much that your love is uncontainable, God. Thank you so much that you want us to go out and give your love, God. You want us to share it, God. You want us, God, to just release it. So, God, I pray that it would be released and emanate right now, God. I pray that you bless small groups, God. Help us to talk about who you are, God, and really discuss this knowing love. Thank you, God. I pray that you bless today in Jesus' name. Amen.